So the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Resh Mem Vav, which are the halachas of lending and renting to a non-Jew on Shabbos, we are in the middle of Siv Gimel, which the Mechaber said, you're not allowed to rent or lend to an animal, I mean this is on Tesima base, you're not allowed to lend or rent to an animal, to a non-Jew, so that he should do a malach on Shabbos, a person is commanded on Shvisas Behemtai. So says the Mechaber further, now, if you lent it or rented it to a non-Jew, and you stipulate with him that he has to give it back to you before Shabbos, so then and then the ikvar b'Shabbos, and then he ended up holding on to it, didn't return it. So then you should make declare an ownerless between himself before Shabbos. Oh yeah, or she said, "Behemti kenu le'Yehudi, my animal is acquired to the non-Jew." Kadesh not misur the rest, so it should be safe from biblical prohibition because now it's not his to be violated in this. Hagar says, "Rav Mavi, right? If he wants to, yochel if kill if neishlosh from the other, he could make it hefker and the three people. He could then char hefker like all the other halachs and hefker. If halachi, even so, inshem adam yochel iskis, but no one else has the rights to merit in it. The vade in kavanasa, because most definitely his intent is not rakadei lefkim alav es Shabbos. Says the Torah, just remove from himself." The prohibition of a Shabbos, but not really, so that other people can monetarily take possession of it. Says Rambam, but after Shabbos, says specifically on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, ain't other mitzvah shvi'is b'hemtov. Yom Tov says b'shayis v'simushin hey, and the name is Shabbat Aleichem. Yom Tov, there's no iser of shvi'is b'hemtov. You wouldn't have to have all the concerns of this sif. Says in Mishnah Brura, sif katan yodalet. He said that if a person did lend it to a non-Jew and he stipulated with him to have to give it back before Shabbos, which then that would be okay, but he held on to it. So you have kirin v'chulu. So he says zeh davka b'di'evet. This is specifically after the fact. So if our history, my really stipulated with him being for Shabbos, but he held on to it for Shabbos. But initially, osla skira, it's forbidden to rent it al das with the intention shekshegiyim a Shabbos that oh Shabbos is going to come. Shif kirin him like it hefker. No, that's not okay. Even if it makes it hefker under three people, she's not called yidden the hefker because not everybody knows that he's mafkred boss. They're going to come to suspect him. Shame they can say, "Bem to shei stories of malachim Shabbos." We saw his animal doing malach on Shabbos. That's been mechirei in hetter, and even selling it is not permitted. El kashemoicha behem to len yidden mechirei gemur. Only when you do a full fledged sale, total sale to a non Jew, I'll call you me'ashavua for all the days of the week. Just to quote unquote sell it for Shabbos, because the suspicion cannot, like we said, Bach however initially permits. I mean, he permits even initially Lahaskir to rent it Adashiv Karen with Neshlesh with the intention of being mafkarim under three people. Even the Shlesh Yoyim, since three people know, Mefarsa Milsa, so then the word's going to get out. And it's not going to come to suspicion. In the present situation, maybe it's possible to rely on his words, and then the Sim will explain this point. Siv cut and tezvab. So the Mechaber said, so what do you do if you're stuck, he's holding on to it? So you make it hefker, in front of himself. Then he's not commanded on the animal's rest. And Kivin Chenjoy, it's not his. Shikfar, if Kiridim in hefker. Although we generally require hefker to be done in front of three people. But biblically, even between himself, it's sufficient. He already leased it. He stipulated you have to give it back. Big when he's holding it back onto it. So that's sufficient. That's the same as in the biblical Isra of his animal doing work. There are halachic authorities that hold the gambekan that also over here. Avshu the evident, even though it's after the fact, being the dafkut philosophy, you need specifically three. Okay, in the particular zorb, I can tell it is good to be careful regarding this initially. Sorry, if it's possible, but upon at least one should be careful to be mafkir from one other person. The rab megdela place himself because many of the great place can hold after I said even biblically in the hefker actually hefker al kapon of the odd mechad. It's not considered hefker until you mafkir at least in front of one other person. Even if it's a family member. But that would be sufficient. Which as the Sha'atin Ayyut Ches brings, says, look at the Chesha Mishpah, and Mishpah, and Gimel, that that's the opinion of the Mechaber, but the Lalocha, it's only the Ramah that writes over there, namely Yesh Oimrim, that it's enough in the Torah when you make it Hefker by yourself. Men Echrein push themselves with, so what does Mechaber say over here? Like the opinion of the Rush. If over there he seems to say that you need to have not at least one other person. So he says, look at the Tesh Shabbos, that he answers that the Kavan is that B'Shas Tzchak, that you could akapan to be yaitz the pin to the pin of the rush who holds it's enough by yourself and not with any other person, but definitely better at least upon the one other person. Simkan tazari. Or another option, said the mechaper, he should say behemti kinoi lenihudi. My animal is acquired to the non-Jew. So I'm not going to rum. Should I tell him my rum? His opinion is davki mamul befana. Specifically, you say it in front of the non-Jew. Behemti kinoi lach. My animal is acquired to you. Shaz miskaven lenihudi lekneisa. Then the non-Jew is having in mind to acquire it. Vinikras led by mirzu and is acquired to him with this statement. Kimin shibishu says since it's in his possession right now, bekan lechater and this courtier acquires it him. Avamam bekin shle befana, but he says not in front of the non-Jew. Lekneisa lenihudi klal. Then the non-Jew does not acquire it at all. And even if he transfers it by acquiring it to him by through another Jew, you tell the other Jew to be zeichah ben nachri. It's also not effective. Like the Magen Avraham, that has to be dafka in front of the non-Jew himself. It's obvious that even if he says my animal is acquired to you, you also have to have a set price. Because if not, it's not a sale at all. That's how the chayad writes a klav melchas. Simkon yad zayin, and the reason why you have to do these things, said the mechab, is because you're not some chulu, so that you're safe from the isa deraisa of your animal doing work. But what it means to say is, but initially, in this mechlask, one should not rely on leasing it al dashi afkir because you give him a Shabbos with the intention of making it ownerless when it comes Shabbos. Or you shake neos lay in Yehudi, or that he'll transfer it then to the non-Jew. So I have to back no in for some because making hefker or transferring ownership to him are not well known. And me suspicion of the appearance of wrongdoing, like we mentioned. But I'm so similar at the end of the simon again where he discusses this. Sivkon Yudches. Ramos said if he wants to, he can be mocked in front of three people like the other halachas of hefker. But even so, no other person could be zeichanit, because the vade ain't kabanasi. That's for sure not his intent. It's only to remove the issur Shabbos. Islamur means to say shabbadai lohi b'daiti shoshar hefker oila. For sure, he didn't have a mind that it remained hefker forever. Kim liyam shabbos b'vad, just for Shabbos itself. The alef kim alef as a Shabbos, just to remove from himself the prohibition of Shabbos, and that alach a Shabbos zechlo shusah. But after Shabbos, it'll go back to his possession. Abliyam shabbos gufa, but for Shabbos itself, b'vadu hefker gomer. For sure, it is totally hefker. It's also called in the name of Hefker. These big malachs, but in the Gemara, the Felefker liyemechad of Hefker, even making Hefker for one day is considered as Hefker. And the Intzach Lachos, you don't have to be concerned. Shemizka ba'achah b'Shabbos Kuba, that maybe someone else will acquire it on Shabbos itself. Shemavadi in Yehud Leinu Chenu, the Nadju won't let. Because Machat Achazot Malachta, as long as it's by him when he's working with it. But the Shard Tzin Oiz Chav brings that this house sounds like from the Beis, so that's how the Shabbos writes. But Shabbos itself, it's Hefker Gamer. Because if not, wouldn't help to remove the Issa of Shri Zemta because it's still his animal, look over there. And that's how the Taz is masking, look over there, that is Nairich, and he's Deicha, the one who wants to explain it any other way. And even the Magen Avraham is inclined to explain the words of their mode like Lubush, but he says, I wasn't so like this, because men are going to wonder on them regarding this, at the end they're inclined, at the end, Ladin like the Taz, now the Shabbos, that it has to be half Gram, because if not, then again, it doesn't remove this. For Shabbos, that's as Mucha also from the Biagra, that for Shabbos, it's considered Hefker Gama, that's the Beirat, and Shechab Acharav, don't mention the words of Magen Avraham at all. Sivkot Nyud Tes. So the Ramah said that this is Dafka on Shabbos. But in Yom Tov, Ein Adam Tzu B'chulu, a person not commanded on Shviz Ha'emtoi. Why? Because the Shviz Ha'emtoi, Yalfin Mimad Ha'chziv, where do we know this idea that the animal cannot do work? We're not in the Pasuk Ma'ninuch, Shechab Acharav, that so that your ox and your donkey that they rest, kamaicha, like you. Which there's actually an aleph over here that on the bottom it says the source is in Yerushalmi, Pesachta Shabbos. But this comment says that Sarachin, because kamaicha is written in Devarim, in the Pasuk Laman Yenuch, Abdecha Vamoscha kamaicha. But in this Pasuk Laman Yenuch, Sharech Vachamarcha, it doesn't say kamaicha. So in the Shinui Nuschayas, they already make this comment. Kamekaneski answers, says Kinnira that Yerushalmi learns out Laman Yenuch is Gzeir Shava. So even though Kamech is another pasuk, but you could apply it to this pasuk of Shreicha Mechamerecha. But be that as it may, it says V'hai Kros is Mishabur B'Shabbos Gzeir. It's written by Shabbos, and therefore that means to say that the Isra of your animal doing work is Dafkan Shabbos. Now V'afalach, even so, Lo Yiskim El Bavlo. One should not rent out his animal for even Yom Tov work only. It's absorbed with other days. That he shouldn't be getting wages specifically for Yom Tov. He disagrees with that. His opinion is the Yom Tov Shabbos Shabbos Neim Zeh. No, they're the same. and you have Esther Shri's Bem the Yom Tip too. And Magram Sharek Bezer, Magram is lengthy regarding this. Maybe brings the Abbasis, Bezim Tab Zatei, Heavy Days, Rishayna Bezer, brings the opinion of the Rishayna regarding this, as you continue to have Yod. The Sadr Shabla Esther, and as you call it, they just say that it's prohibited. Like in Yishlach, but everyone should be stringent. And as the Sharatian brings in Ois Chabez, also in the Sefer Torah Shabbos, later on, Simchat Dalet, he brings that according to the one that says that a person not Mitzvah Shabbos Bem Tab Yom Tip, because you don't compare Yom Tov to Shabbos, only regarding Lamates Malachas and their Toldness, not regarding the Isra of Shvisa and Mechamer, where it's only a lav. The same thing is that a person not Mitzvah Shvisa Avdi, that's Prima Gadim writes, but if that's the case, according to Mechaber, but they're Paskins, that if someone dies on the first day of Yom Tov, an Eved and Arul should not be busy with him, which is like the opinion of the Bahag, obviously that he holds, that even on Shvisa Behemtai, you are Mitzvah Yom Tov. And therefore, again, that's why he says one should not be lenient regarding this halacha. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, says Biar Gra Gam Kinech Mazeh. He's also lengthy regarding this. So Masi comes out, Deki Gidas Mashal Anal. And Vegam Kamamisim Tabzahes of Gimel Mavarash Agrad. He sings Mashgrad from Shulchan Aruch. They might sing Masal Abim Yomtiv that you can only take out a load on the animal Yomtiv. Atamush Mishviz Yomtiv. The reason because of the animal has to rest. So again, therefore, it seems like that we should be Machmer also for Shviz Yomtiv even on Yomtiv. Some of the Dirshu number 14. We said that. Okay, when it comes time for Shabbos, then he should be mafkered. Not to be mafkered on Shabbos itself, the Kavachem writes, "Chalik a place if it's permitted, or is the halacha like kinyan on Shabbos, which is forbidden?" It comes out that even look at Tchil, one should be particular, one should be mafkered as animal before Shabbos. However, but yeah, but they can be mafkered or be maknet even on Shabbos to save himself from Isra. Dish number 15, a strong armed, a difficult non Jew that forcibly took a Jew's animal to do malacha with it, and the Bible cannot stipulate with him that he should return before Shabbos. Kavachem writes that it's enough that the Baal should be mafka the animal before Shabbos, that it does not violate Shvi'as Behemtai, it doesn't have to sell him because it's not possible any other way. Dishra number 16, the reason why the Chum required that Hefka should be in front of specifically three people, Shachan Aruch, Chesh Mishpah, and Gimel writes, that so that one of them could be Zeich in the Chafetz, and that the other two will testify that the man will mafkert. For that reason, Kavachem writes that you need to have that two of them are able to say actual testimony. They have to be Roy and Lehaith. Dish number 17, the reason for those who hold that Hefker by himself is not effective, the truth is, Ksav Sefer writes, that since no one knows about it, so the mafkert is not really having a mind to do B'leib Shalom, and so the difference is just words. And he adds for this reason, Mechaba holds that regarding Shuvah Behemtoi, Hefker ben Elu ben Atzmai is effective, at least the same from the Isser, because it's logical that he's having a mind to truly be a mafkid, and it's not just words, because he does not want to be over. Dish number 18, the reason for this opinion that says that the Pasuk of Shri's Bem is only Shabbos, Shachnachar Rav writes, that since the Tziva, the Torah, and Yom Tov is only on Isser of doing Malacha, Malacha's Behem is not considered Malacha's Adam, so it's not forbidden. It's only regarding Shabbos, but the Torah is Mechadish, also an animal has to rest, and it commanded its owner on its rest, as it's written, Laman Yenuch Shorach Bacham Erecha. He adds on that according to this opinion, even the halacha of the resting of the slave, you're right, was not set in Yom Tov, which Chartzi and Sefkan Chabez discusses this exact point. Dishra number 19, even the Mishbura had written that an animal cannot carry a load on Yom Tov, the reason is because Shviz Behemtai, even though for the person himself, is permitted to carry on Yom Tov when there's a little bit of a need because of Hutra, because since it's permitted to take a Latzarev, it's permitted also Shalot. So, Sharatin writes in Sim Tov Tzadihei, in the name of the Vilna Goyen, that only by a person is Mitoicha Heter, but not by an animal. So, Mazaman adds on that the Kavanah of the Gra is to say it's forbidden even to carry out food through the animal from one Rishos to another Rishos for eating purposes, even if the person is permitted to do Malacha in such a situation, Toicha Nefesh, by an animal, it actually would not be permitted.